You're listening to a news story on the audio version of The Tie. Thanks for listening. The Tie is a nonprofit newsroom that is funded by our audience. So if you appreciate this article and you'd like to help us do more, head on over to support.thetie.ca and become a Tie builder. You choose the amount to give, and you can cancel anytime.
Guatemalan Indigenous People Bring Their Mind Battle to BC. By Andrew McLeod, June 5, 2025.
At the end of a consultation process that has taken 7 years, the Parliament of the Xinka people in May said no to the reopening of a Canadian-owned silver mine in their territory in Guatemala. The Xinka are waiting to hear whether Guatemala's Ministry of Energy and Mines will respect the community's decision on Vancouver-based Pan American Silver's bid to restart the Escobal mine about 75 kilometers southeast of Guatemala City. Two Xinka representatives visited British Columbia last week to raise awareness and deliver a clear message to Pan American Silver, with the support of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs. "We already said we don't want this mining project in our territory," said Marisol Guerra, president of the Xinka Commission of Women and a delegate in the consultation process. "The community already decided, so we aren't asking, we are demanding that they respect our decision." The Xinka Parliament represents about 450,000 Indigenous people. Nobody from Pan American Silver was available for an interview. A spokesperson said in an email the company has heard from the Guatemalan Minister of Energy and Mines that the ministry has received the statement from the Xinka Parliament and is working to address the points raised in it ahead of a meeting expected in early June. The ministry has said it will maintain a dialogue between participants until the process has concluded, the company's spokesperson said. Pan American Silver continues to participate in the process in an open, respectful, inclusive, and transparent manner. Guerra said representatives of Pan American Silver participated in the consultation process as observers and were obliged to provide information about the mine, but the company should not present itself as a full participant. "The way the company presents the process, from our point of view, is an act of bad faith and an effort to misinform about what it's all about, both in Guatemala and internationally," she said. "The court has been very clear that it's a process between the Ministry of Energy and Mines and the Xinka people." Opposition to the mine goes back more than 15 years, beginning with concerns about how tremors that seemed related to mining were damaging nearby homes. In 2017, with Xinka resistance camps already blocking access to the mine, Guatemala's highest court for civil cases ordered Escobal shut down while the government consulted local communities. The opposition has at times been met with threats and attacks from supporters of the mine. Xinka representatives have said there have been assassinations, shootings, and false allegations that have led to innocent people spending time in jail before being cleared. Marta Julia Munoz, a Xinka Parliament delegate who was also in BC last week, said the attacks and persecution have been frequent since 2010 and that last year a former president of the Xinka Parliament fled due to threats. Guerra said that as recently as 2023 an important leader was killed and that many of the Xinka leaders are living in exile outside Guatemala. Grand Chief Stuart Phillip said it was an outrageous, heartbreaking story and that the Union of BC Indian Chiefs, or UBSIC, will continue to be in solidarity with the Xinka people. "It's extremely upsetting to hear of this extreme violation that is happening in their country, their territories," Phillip said at a news conference alongside Guerra and Munoz. "It is absolutely unacceptable that Canadian mining companies can go around the world and absolutely trample on the rights of Indigenous people." Phillip called on Prime Minister Mark Carney to speak out on the situation and for Pan American Silver to be held to account. Guerra said they understood from Phillip that many communities in Canada face similar threats of being forced to accept industrial projects they may oppose. "He let us know that we're not alone, that he and the UBSIC would help to find ways to ensure our voice is heard and respected," she said. "It really is very satisfying to know that people such as him that are so important here are allies." A statement from the Canadian Embassy in Guatemala would be helpful, she added. "There are several Canadian mines operating or proposed in other parts of Guatemala despite local opposition," she said. "We are saying that Canadian companies in our country don't represent any kind of development," she said. On the contrary, they are companies that are bringing a lot of harm. They aren't welcome in any part of our country, not just our territory. Pan American Silver acquired the Escobal mine, along with four others including gold mines in Canada and Peru, as part of a $1 billion takeover of Tahoe Resources completed in 2019. When Pan American took over Tahoe, the Guatemalan court had already ruled that the mine must be closed during consultations with local people. That process is governed by the International Labor Organization's Convention 169 on Indigenous and Tribal Peoples. The convention contains measures similar to those in the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples that require governments to consult with Indigenous people on matters that directly affect them and says the goal should be reaching consent or agreement. Once the Guatemalan Ministry of Energy and Mines makes its response, it is up to the court to verify the process, Guerra said. Truly, they don't have the last word in the court or the government, she said. It was already a decision of the people, so they need to accept what the people have said. Asked if she has faith in the process, she shrugged. We hope yes, they'll respect our decision, but still we can't guarantee what's going to happen. We don't know. The process has been further complicated by the arrest in April of Luis Pacheco, who as Vice Minister of Sustainable Development with the Guatemalan Ministry of Energy and Mines was responsible for the consultation process. He faces charges of terrorism and illicit association stemming from his 2023 leadership of protests that shut down Guatemalan highways for 3 weeks as part of an effort that ensured Bernardo Arevalo became president after winning that year's election. The Associated Press quoted Arevalo, now president, saying Pacheco's unfounded arrest was spurious and criminalizes principles and rights that are guaranteed. Last year, Business in Vancouver quoted Pacheco's predecessor, Oscar Perez Ramirez, saying the most likely outcome was that the Escobal mine would reopen with measures in place to address the concerns raised in the consultation process by Xinka delegates and experts who participated in the process. It is unlikely such a compromise would satisfy the Xinka people who have been both firm and consistent in their opposition.
Thanks for stopping by the Tai'i today. Anytime you're in the mood to listen to important stories written well, we'll be here. And if you'd like to keep independent media going strong, head over to thetai'i.ca and click on the Support Us button to pitch in. Finally, big thank you to all of our Tai'i builders who made this story possible.